Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the first day of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Shkalim, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Beis. Kol HaKelim HaNimtsoin BiYerushalayim, all vessels found in Yerushalayim. Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTfila, if they were found on the path leading down to the place where they tovel Kelim, Tmein. Then the Kelim Atame. Derech Aliyah, if you find them on the path going up from the Tvila, Torin, then they are assumed to be Tar. Shaloi kedet bederech yiridason aliyason, because the path going down to the mikveh was not the same as the path coming out of the mikveh, coming up out of the mikveh. And the reason for that is so that people who are Tomei should not touch people who are Tar. For that reason, any kelim found on the way down are considered tamei, because they certainly would have fallen from the person who brings them down to tefillah. But kelim that are found on the way up would be tahorim, because they certainly would have been toveled. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that dafka on the way down they're tamei, but on the everywhere else in the city they'll be tahor, because he holds that they did not make a gezerah on kelim about a sofer kelim. If kelim are found and you're not sure the status, we don't automatically assume they're tamei unless they're found in this particular situation on the way down to the Beis HaTevila. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kulon Tahirin. He says that all the kelim that are found in Yerushalayim, even if it's on the way down to the Beis HaTevila, are going to be tahirim, assumed to be tahirim. Why? Because he holds that the Chachamim never made a gzera on sofer kelim Yerushalayim, just like they made on other cities. In other cities, yes, sofer kelim will be tamei, but not in Yerushalayim. Chutz min hasal, v'hamagrefa, v'hamaritza, amichudin lekvaris. Except for the sal, the basket, the scraper, or the shovel, the maritza. Maritza is a sharp instrument, has a metal thing at the end of it. These things are considered tamei, if you find them. What are these things used for? In those days, they used to bury the dead first in a temporary grave. Afterwards, transport the bones to the family plot. For this purpose, they would have a special basket that was used to collect the bones. And they would use a magrefa, a special scraper, which was used to scrape the bones gather the bones when they're scattered over various over the area. They will use a maritza. Maritza is a implement that has made of metal. One end is quite sharp, and they use it to crush stones that are used for burials, for kavaris. If these kelim are found, even in Yerushalayim, since they are usually used or they're designated for burials, therefore they have a chazaka that they're tamei. And indeed, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that these are the only exceptions, and generally kelim will be considered tahor, even if it's found anywhere in Yerushalayim, even if it's on the way down to the Beis HaTevilah. Mishnah Gimel. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah that if kelim are found in Yerushalayim, they have a chazaka that they're tahor, and that's Rabbi Yosi paskins that way, and we paskin that way. Now Mishnah comes to teach us what is the halacha about kotshim. Now, with kotshim, we have to be more strict. Kotshim meaning karbonis, and things, and using kelim for things like of karbonis. Here, the chachamim were stricter, and they said, "Yes, we do require you to tovel kelim found. Sakin, if you have a knife, a shchita knife, shanim tzeis bar basar, shochet b'miyad. If you find it in Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan, you can shecht with it immediately. You're allowed to shecht with it immediately, Korban Pesach, another karbonis. Why? Because we assume that it was certainly lost only today, because today meaning on the 14th of Nisan, because there's so many people in Yerushalayim. It doesn't make sense to say that that something would have been lost there for a long time, because there's so many people here. And therefore, because it's dropped from someone who came here to Yerushalayim for the Pesach, therefore we can assume it's already been toveled by its owner yesterday, so that he would be able to use it today meaning 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. That's if you find it on the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach. But Bishloshasa, if the knife is found on the 13th day of Nisan, Shona Umadbil, then you have to tovel it again. What do you mean tovel it again? That means that even though it's possible that the owners had tovel it previously, nevertheless, the one who finds it would have to tovel it again out of a sofek, out of doubt. Because since there is still time to tovel it before evening, we are worried maybe it wasn't tovel. Now, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that we don't make a gezerah for kelim that are found in the Mikdash, in Yerushalayim, that by default any kelim found in Yerushalayim are assumed to be tahar, but here because of the chumrah, the stringency of kodshim, we're going to shecht it as a for a korban. Therefore, as a stringency, the Chacham said, yes, we will require you to tovel it. This is all when we're talking about a shechita knife. So a shechita knife would make a difference between 13th day of Nisan and 14th. 14th day we can be more lenient because it's assumed to have been tovel already yesterday. However, the koifitz, when we're talking about koifitz is a chopping knife, not a shechita knife. It's a chopping knife used to cut bones and meat. Bein bazeh or vein bazeh, with a chopping knife, whether you find it on the 14th day of Nisan or the 13th day of Nisan, in all cases, shoina umatbil. You have to tovel it even if it means you may be toveling it a second time. Why is that? Because this chopping knife was not used for shechita. It was used for cutting up meat and bones. And we're worried, maybe it's tamei. Maybe the owners took it out to tovel it on the 14th in order to use it during chag, during the Yom Tov. And since there is still time, you can tovel it before sunset. Therefore, we are worried that maybe it was dropped from someone who wanted to tovel it before sunset. And maybe it hasn't yet been toveled. The Gemara has a question on our Mishnah. The Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, the Fayin asks, a koifitz, one of these chopping knives, you can use it for other things. It could be used for the Korban Chagiga, which was brought with the Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Because the Chagiga, you can break the bones. Pesach, you can't break the bones, so we're not sure, it wouldn't be used for the Pesach, but it could be used for the Chagiga. So therefore, why don't we say that the person who finds it on the 14th of Nisan should not have to tovel it? Why don't we say that it was probably toveled in the 13th day in order the previous day, so he'll be fit to use to cut the bones and the limbs of the Chagiga on the 14th day? In the same way that we said by a sakin, same way we said by a by the shechita knife, we said that was probably toveled in the previous day as well. The Gemara answers and says that in our Mishnah we're talking about a special case. What was the case? The case was a very unusual case. It was a case where the nasi, the leader of the community, was dying on the 13th day of Nisan. He was a goysis, and he's on his way out. And if he dies, the whole tzibur are going to be tamei, because the mitzvah of the whole tzibur to occupy themselves with the nasi. And if everyone is tamei, then the Pesach would be offered in a state of tumah, and then they don't have to make any of the kelim tohar. So therefore, the knife, which is there, a shechita knife for the shechitas of Pesach, there's one suffix only, namely that maybe the Nasi will die. They're going to offer the Pesach in a state of Tumah. And therefore, maybe they won't need to tovel the knife. But because it's only one suffix, the person would probably have toveled it anyway. Because it's quite possible the Nasi won't die. And they'll offer the Pesach in a state of Tara. And they'll need the Shechita knife for the Pesach. So that's why the Sakin, the Shechita knife, that's found on the 14th day, you can shecht with it straight away, because there's a chazokah, there is an assumption that they did tovel it yesterday in order to shecht the Pesach today on the 14th day of Nisan. That's with a shechita knife. But with it's a chopping knife, there's two spekas involved, two doubts. Number one, maybe the Nasi will die and they'll do the Pesach in a state of Tumah. But if they do, then there's no Korban Chagiga. You don't bring a Korban Chagiga then. So you don't need the koifitz. They wouldn't need the chopping knife to be toveled. Number two, maybe that even if the Nasi does not die, and they're going to offer the Korban Pesach in a state of Tara, purity. But not always did they offer Korban Chagiga. Korban Chagiga was only brought if there was not enough, of the Korban Pesach to eat, to satisfy people. So it's possible that maybe the Pesach will be brought, they'll have a lot of meat there with the Korban Pesach, maybe it's a small group. The Korban Pesach will be more than enough for the whole, or plenty to satisfy the group that's there with them. that that's registered with that Pesach, and then they won't even bring a Chagigah. So therefore, because the chances are are much less that you'll ever need a chopping knife for the Chagigah. So that's why a koif is a chopping knife. That was found on the 14th of Nisan. Now there is an assumption that it wasn't toivled because there were two sfeikas. Number one, maybe the Nasi will die. And even if you won't die, then it's possible that they won't need a Chagigah anyway if they have enough meat of the Pesach. For that reason, our Mishnah says that with a koifitz, with a chopping knife, bein bazeh, whether it's the 14th day it was found or the 13th day found, you always have to tovel it again, because the chances are that the owners would not have toveled it. So far we've talked about a case, a normal case of the 14th day of Nisan falling during the week. What happens chol habos aliyos b'Shabbos? If the 14th day of Nisan fell on a Shabbos, Erev Pesach was a Shabbos, Shochet bo miyad, yalad shecht with it straight away. Now, what does that mean? Even if you find a koifetz, even if you find a chopping knife, yalad shecht with it straight away, even though they didn't normally shecht with the chopping knife, but you could. Because since it's also to be tovel kelim on Shabbos, and here it's now Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, there's an assumption that everyone tovel, that the people would have tovel at an Erev Shabbos on the 13th. And even though you don't bring a Chagigah of the 14th day of Shabbos, we don't offer Chagigah whenever Erev Pesach is on the Shabbos. Right? And therefore comes out, you may not need the what? The kofetz, or you may not need the, you may not need to have a kofetz, you may not need it. Nevertheless, we say it was almost certainly made tohor for the sake of the Chagigah of the 15th day, of the 15th day of Nisan, which is the first day Pesach. And our Mishnah uses the word shochet. It says shochet b'meid. You shecht with it, even though the kofetz, even though this knife, the chopping board, was not really used for shechita, but nevertheless, you could shecht with it if you wanted to. So once again, if it falls on a Shabbos, we can be more lenient, and we say that if it was found on the 14th day of Nisan, that was found on a Shabbos, you can assume that it was totaled yesterday on the 13th, because they can't tovel anything on the Shabbos. You're not allowed to tovel on the Shabbos. And it was done for the Chagigah of the, what's his name, of the 15th. Bachamisha asar, but if you find a chopping knife on the 15th of Nisan, that's the first day Yom Tov of Pesach, shechet bo miyad. You can shech with it immediately. You don't have to wait. Why? Because since it's also to be tovel and keiling on Yom Tov, you can assume it was definitely toveled on Erev Yom Tov. And finally, says the Mishnah, Nimtzeis Keshura L'Sakin. What happens if you find this chopping knife connected to the Shechita knife, to the Sakin? Then Harizuk Sakin. Then we can lenient and say that it'll have the same status as the Shechita knife. And therefore, even if it was found, even if this koifetz or these two knives were found on the 14th of Nisan, which fell during the week, and we said before that you can't just assume it's been toveled by the chopping knife. Nevertheless, you can use it straight away. Why? Because we say and we can assume as Vadai, definitely they definitely toveled it together, the kofetz with the sakin, the shechita knife with the chopping knife, since they're connected together. This is how Rashi learns the Mishnah, and most Mefarshim, Rambam has a different way of understanding.